Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Deacon Jones. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Kenworthy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Johnny Shave. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Zipfel. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Don Locke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Osteen. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Claude Osteen. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter bunts towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Hamlin moves to second. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hamlin moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Shave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shave hits a line drive into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Deacon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kenworthy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy strikes out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shave fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt strikes out. One out. Claude Osteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osteen hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hamlin takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 0-for-0 in the game. Cotter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hamlin moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Hamlin moves to third. Cotter moves to second. Johnny Shave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shave is 0-for-1 in the game. Shave hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zipfel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Landis moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of King. Smith reaches second base with a double. King throws the ball into Shave, who tags Smith trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Aparicio scores. Landis scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. King hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zipfel strikes out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. Locke hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmidt hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Claude Osteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osteen is 0 for 1 in the game. Osteen hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Deacon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kenworthy strikes out. 1 out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Herbert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hamlin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Hamlin reaches second base with a double. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cotier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kenworthy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hamlin moves to third. 1 out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Robinson fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Robinson. Hamlin scores. Hinton moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Senators, 2. Johnny Shave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shave is 0 for 2 in the game. Shave hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. King hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Deacon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. Hershberger moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Nelly Fox pinch hits for Dick Kenworthy. Benny Daniels now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels fires to first and picks off Jones. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hershberger scores. Fox moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-2 in the game. Herbert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Locke. Herbert reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Lawler moves to third. It's 6-2, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zipfel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Nelly Fox now playing second base. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zipfel hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Schmidt hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Schmidt and he is safe. Landis steals second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Landis moves to third. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Landis scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daniels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Benny Daniels. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks strikes out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cottier takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Hamilton now pitching. Deacon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jones strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cottier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Shave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shave is 0-for-3 in the game. Shave hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. King hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0-for-3 in the game. Zipfel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Zipfel reaches second base with a double. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Herbert hits a line drive towards short. Hamlin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zipfel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Schmidt hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Steve Hamilton. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hamlin hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cotter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Cotter moves to second. Johnny Shave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shave is 0-for-4 in the game. Shave hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Cotter scores. Hinton moves to second. It's 7-4, White Sox. Dean Stone now pitching. Danny O'Connell pinch hits for Jim King. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.